Hey there, and welcome to the Dog Sports Decoded podcast. My name is Megan Ritchie, and I am the host. And today we're going to be talking about some secret tips that I have to share with you for how you can prepare your own go bag for your next dock diving event. So what's a go bag? It's sort of in emergency terms, it would be an emergency bag, something you can quickly grab and go to, escape an earthquake or something, some sort of natural disaster, something like that. So in this case, it's just going to be something you can quickly grab, organize, and get off to your own trial. I know I'm terrible for preparing ahead of time. Often it's kind of in my mind, but, you know, the morning of when I have to wake up early and go to a trial, I often do not prepare enough the night before. So if that's you, hopefully this can help you get a little bit more organized and just know what you need to bring with you to your first trial. And so I want to share a few different ideas that have helped me, whether you prepare ahead of time or not, just a few things that are great to have with you. So, the first thing you want to have in your go bag, or I guess is the bag itself. So I've used just a simple duffel bag, a gym bag, and usually just throw a towel and the dog's life jackets in there if we need that. So pretty simple. For me, that's easy to throw a couple towels and life jackets in, so the duffel bag works well for me. Next is a biothane leash. These are really great. They are waterproof. They have a good grip to them, so they're not slippery like a traditional nylon leash, so they work really well at the pool. This is just their standard 6-foot walking leash, and that works pretty well for me at a trial. Rigs can get very excited when we go dock diving, so a shorter leash, something like 3 or 4 feet, might be a little bit better for him, so he can't kind of work up and you know, take advantage and lunge and stuff like that. So a little shorter leash might be good, but that's a leash by North Range Dogs. Again, any biothane leash will definitely help you. You know, like I said, when they're wet, they don't soak through, so they dry and wipe off and clean really easily. You can also keep a pretty good grip once your dog's wet and if you get wet. So those are great to have. And then lastly, I just have some water shoes. So these are pretty recent purchase for me. I'm a bit of a weirdo. I don't like going barefoot anywhere. So if you do and you are happy with your sandals, then that's great. I hate it. I just like childhood trauma from, I was so prone to warts as a kid on my feet at the pool and stuff. So I'm traumatized to never go barefoot anywhere. But just weird me quirk. But these water shoes are really great to have. Especially, these are pretty thin, so they're not going to provide a huge protection, but if your dog's stomping on your foot or, nails kind of scratching trying to get to the pool, they'll give you a little bit of protection. But what I really like about these, like I said, they have a nice rubber grip, so it's not very thick, but it does provide enough support if you are walking across a gravel driveway or just need a little bit extra grip on the ramp. These ones are have quite a good grip to them. So if you're ever worried about slipping on the ramp or even on the AstroTurf or something like this, is great to have. And again, those are pretty easy to throw in that duffel bag. So super quick, kind of easy things to grab as you're running out the door. So with that said, I wanted to give you a couple other little hacks that I've found have worked really well for me, both to help me get organized when I go to a trial, but also just to kind of keep the car a little bit cleaner and tidier. So the first thing is just a mesh bag. So this is one that I actually made. You certainly don't have to make them. Just any kind of inexpensive laundry bag would do the trick. I had to get a little bit bigger one for the Frisbee. That was a little bit harder to, I'll show you the next part in a minute, but yeah, so it holds all my toys together, and so again, that just makes it really simple when we're going to the dock. It's easy to grab that and head to the car, and what I really like about the mesh bag is when I'm done, of course, at the end of the day, the toys are wet. It's easy to put them all in there. If you've gone to the lake or something and your toys are sandy and dirty, it's nice to be able to throw them in there. When I get home, I've just attached a little clip. You could use a carabiner or something like that, and then I just clip it onto the deck railing and let it dry off. And then again, just super easy to take back and put in the car for the next time we're ready to go. So it just helps me keep all the water toys a little bit more organized and dry them off as well, which is kind of nice. They're all together, so the dogs aren't trying to pull toys out. You know, if I was just to throw them on the patio to dry off, the dogs would be there for sure and have the toys destroyed in no time. So if they're all in the bag, the dogs tend to leave them alone and they dry off pretty easily. So that's number one for our three little secrets. The next one is a dry bag. So I was kind of introduced to these through kayaking. This is a 10 liter dry bag, which is probably where I would recommend most people start. What I was going to say is if you do use discs, this bigger Chuck It Paraflight, I don't think will fit in here very well with a bunch of other toys. So it does fit in, but if you do use discs or a larger toy like that, you might want to be careful. So one thing you'll see if you're not familiar with dry bags, I guess I should say first why I want to use one of these. So if we are coming from the pool, we've just finished a trial or the lake, and the toys are dirty or wet, I can throw it in the dry bag, I can close the dry bag up, and then I can throw this in the car. So then I'm not going to get everything else in my trunk soaking wet or get sand all over the place. It'll just stay in the bag. I probably just put the mesh bag inside of here, and then once I get home, I can just take that mesh bag out, you know, shake out the dry bag, and it's ready to go. So again, just a nice way to protect your car a little bit and keep a little bit of that sand and dirt and stuff out. So the dry bags are great for that. I'm just gonna throw these shoes in here. What I like about this size too is you could put a towel in here, you could put a change of clothes for yourself, kind of whatever you need. So this 10 liters is kind of a good size, I think, for that. If you're just throwing toys in, you could probably get away with a 3 to a 5 liter, unless you have the discs again. So 10 liters is a good size, but probably more than you'll need unless you're throwing a towel in. One thing I wanted to show you kind of quickly, I don't know how well this will show up in the video, but typically what you'll see in the pictures is people will leave a lot of air in these bags. So you kind of just roll up the top, and then to make them waterproof, you just snap them together. So in the pictures, you'll see them like this, all blown up, but you don't actually want to do it that way. You actually would, it's better to get all the air out. So I just wanted to share that with you. So we'll get all the air out of the bag, then we'll roll it a few times, and that will just keep all that water in. And then now you can see it's much smaller for one thing, so it's a little easier to pack, but we just don't need all that air in there. So again, that's kind of a good little hack to you know, keep your car just a little bit cleaner as you're coming back from a trial. It also will help if you want to throw, you know, your phone in there, a camera in there, you know, car keys, something like that. That's a great place to keep them safe from the water as your dog's splashing around and getting soaked. If you don't want to get your phone and all that wet, throwing them in there can be a great place for them as well. Our third hack is bringing some sort of waterproof bag for your keys. If you're anything like me, often, you know, the keys just go in the pocket, you're running dogs to and from the pool, so leaving them in the waterproof bag might not be a great option. You know, the phone and the wallet and stuff can go in there, but it's a little, you know, you need the keys on to go to and from the car, so that can be a little bit more of a challenge. They do sell smaller waterproof bags, again, kind of for kayaking and canoeing and things like that, sailing, but so they sell some that you can put your phone in, you can put your keys in. So you certainly can purchase like tiny, they're, I don't know, about the size of a phone usually. And so if you put your keys in there, throw it in your wallet or in your pocket, it's gonna have a closure, typically something like this. Some of them just kind of fold over a few times and then Velcro together, or they might have kind of a Ziploc top, but anything like that, then you can kind of throw it in your pocket to your swimming trunks or whatever, without worrying too much about not having your keys to go home with. I know so many of those keys, like my car just has the electric fob to get in. There's no actual key for the ignition. So obviously if I have a bit of a short circuit with my electric fob, that's not going to be a very fun day to go home. So something like that works great. As I said, you can buy them, but typically I just use a plain Ziploc bag, get all the air out, fold it over a few times, zip it closed, and put it in my pocket. And for since we're not intending to swim, typically, that's good enough and will do the trick. So again, just an easy little trick to keep your gear, your keys, all that protected and safe, so you can have a fun day instead of some unexpected kind of emergencies. So that's what I had for you for our kind of three little hacks. And again, just the more you can prepare ahead of time, whether that's actually packing it up, which I am not always good about, or just kind of knowing where and how you're going to pack up your car, will make it much less stressful for you in the morning when you're heading off to the trial. So I wanted to give you a few different ideas of some things in this video that will help you just get prepared. So like I said, if you can throw all your toys in that mesh bag or in a dry bag, that's going to be ready to go for you. So as you head out the door to the trial, you just have to grab your dry bag or mesh bag, throw it in the car with as you go out with the dogs, and you're kind of ready to go. So it just makes it a little bit simpler for you in the morning when things are hectic and you're kind of stressed out. That's not the energy we want to go to a trial with. We're there to go and have fun. I guess a trial or just a practice session. We don't want to be stressed out and worried. Did we forget something? Do we have everything we need? So if you can pack up that duffel bag with some towels and life jackets, you've got your dry bag or mesh bag with all your toys. You're just going to have a much more pleasant day and get off to the right start. So I hope that helps you. Like I said, the more you can plan ahead of time and have this all prepared, obviously the better. But if you are kind of stuck running around at the last minute in the morning, pulling everything together, having your stuff organized a little bit more is going to make that a little bit less stressful for you. So, with that said, thanks for tuning in. I hope you guys got something out of it. And I'll talk to you later. Thanks.